WHDD presents Susan Says.
I don't know about you guys, but I am just about out of my mind waiting for this election to be over. I voted by mail. I took it to the post office myself. But I see that there are all kinds of voter suppressions going on, from insane gun-toting militias at the voting booth to mail delays to stolen boxes. God knows what else the MAGAs are planning. It makes me sick. And as I can see on the net, a lot of the others feel the same way. 45-ish, hashtag 45-ish, never my president. How he has any support, willing to die, to go to his insane fascist-like rallies, it's beyond me. And then he lets these people freeze afterward. He's getting nuttier and nuttier and spewing such anger-filled insanity. It's just beyond endurance. And the rate of COVID is growing out of proportion to what they even projected. And he tells his followers, it's over? Are you kidding me? God help us if he wins. That's all I have to say. Pray, vote, vote blue, obviously. God help us. Actually, either way, his marauders will start a revolution. I'm sure of that. The militias are armed and angry and stupid. And, well, they're going to try to make it end, hopefully, in their way. Oh, and don't think it'll be ending on election day anyway. It'll take weeks after who knows what else will happen between November and January. And if he loses, anything is possible. Yeah, the end of America, of democracy, of sanity, for sure. Psychiatrists are now telling you he's a madman, a narcissist, a sociopath. And now he is encouraging those militias with guns. Who knows what else? Oh, Lord, they are saying vote as if your life depends on it. People, it does. I admire those standing in line for hours. Thank you. We have to make it end. The end of Donald Trump.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude, and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.